Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, September 27th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Juvenile arrested for threats to Lewis Flamson Junior High. Passable Centennial Park Trail now open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement of a juvenile arrest that took place on Tuesday evening at around 9:30. The release says that police officers were notified of a possible threat of violence towards Lewis Flamson Middle Junior High School through a post made via Snapchat. Officers quickly began to investigate the origin of the alleged threat, and 2 days later, they were able to identify a 12-year-old Lewis Flamson Junior High School student who allegedly posted the threat to their Snapchat account. The release says that the student was interviewed and then placed under arrest for criminal threats. The school district and police department would like to take this opportunity to encourage parents to speak to their children about responsible use of social media and the consequences of what they post. The school district takes all threats seriously. The city of Paso Robles has announced that the rehabilitation work of Centennial Creek is completed. The Centennial Park Trail is now fully open for public use, with all barricades and caution tape removed as of Tuesday, September 24th. The Centennial Creek rehabilitation was designed to increase the creek's flow and capacity during heavy rain, mitigate blockades, and implement natural erosion control. Permanent guardrail installations are expected to be completed by next Tuesday for safety to all visitors. Additional work to be done on the creek corridor will be hydro seeding, native plant installation, and two new lighting fixtures to improve the trail's lighting. Templeton Community Services District recommending applicants for appointment. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The next meeting for the Templeton Community Services District is Tuesday, October 1st at 7 p.m. On the board's business agenda is a review of interested applicants for the Templeton Community Services District vacant seat in this upcoming election. Three seats of the board were expected to be filled based on the outcome of this upcoming election. However, only two candidates, incumbents Naveed Farnadesh and Deborah Logan, will run for the board. As a result, there will not be an election for the Board of Directors in November, and the seats will be appointed by the County Board of Supervisors. For the third seat, six applicants submitted their applications. These were Richard Ash, Nicole Keel, William Novinsky, Keith Russell, Emmanuel Solario, and Chelsea Tyrone. Of these six applicants, the board will consider one of them to recommend to the County Board of Supervisors for appointment consideration. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or through Zoom. Passerville City Manager Ty Lewis is on leave of absence. His leave was initiated about 2 months ago due to heart-related health issues as well as a serious family medical condition. Currently, Assistant City Manager Chris Hewitt is acting as City Manager in Lewis's absence. Three former Passerville's Bearcats student-athletes will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame tonight during the home game against Buchanan Bears at War Memorial Stadium. The three athletes are Chris Montero, class of 1977, Jabbar Clark, class of 1994, and Nate Aguiano, class of 2001. Additionally, the 2001 wrestling team will be honored as part of the ceremony. The kickoff for tonight's game is 7 p.m. Tomorrow, September 28th, is the Passerville's Pioneer Day kickoff party from 4:30 to 10 p.m. at the Estrella Warbirds campus. Tickets are $65 per person. The event includes cocktails, dinner, dessert, a live auction, casino games, and music by DJ Andy Morris. This is also an opportunity to meet with this year's Pioneer Day royalty, Queen Bonnie Carey Thorndike and Marshal Dick Woodland. Tickets for the kickoff party can be purchased at the door, American Riviera Bank, Woods Family Pest Control, Midcoast Mower and Saw, or at the Pioneer Day website. In sports, Major League Baseball, the White Sox shut out the Angels 7-0, the Athletics beat the Rangers 3-2, the Dodgers over the Padres 7-2, the Marlins beat the Twins 8-6, the Yankees over the Orioles 10-1. Tonight, the Giants will face the Cardinals, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Angels will go against the Rangers, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, and the Yankees will go against the Pirates. In the NFL, on Thursday Night Football, the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. For KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday, the 29th, we'll have the Broncos versus the Jets, then the Raiders will face the Browns, and the Bills will go against the Ravens. In high school football, tonight, the Eagles will host the Greyhounds, the Passerville's Bearcats will host Buchanan from Clovis, Mission Prep will take on Central Valley Christian from Visalia in a home game, and Morro Bay has a bye week. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Two men arrested after their small plane made an emergency landing on State Route 76 in Oceanside Thursday. Assistant Police Chief Torino Baldovino saying investigators noticed something unusual.
They observed one of the individuals discard a backpack into a nearby brush, which obviously raised concern to one of the officers. The individuals were detained.
After officers searched the backpack and plane, 21-year-old Gabriel Bright and 36-year-old Troy Smith were arrested and charged with transporting narcotics. The LA Metro Board meets to discuss ways to stop violence on the public transit system.
Certainly we're focused on the World Cup, we're focused on the Olympics, but that's something we're thinking about in the future, but we're thinking about every day the folks that are transit dependent now.
LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn speaking a day after a passenger was shot to death and a bus hijacked. Gas prices $4.71 a gallon statewide, down a nickel from last week, 11 cents higher than last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
Y'all want to hear about about the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford. Well, if you're age 50 or over, you can save hundreds when you switch. Are you ready for some exclusive discounts too? Phone's in the air now. We're going to sign you up, baby. Go to visithartfordauto.com today for your free quote.
When you're with The Hartford, the Bucks got your back. Provided by Hartford Fire Insurance Company, not AARP or its affiliates. Individual savings vary. The Hartford pays a royalty fee to AARP, which is used for external purposes. For information and restrictions, go to thehartford.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer that has comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Last week, the California State Water Resources Control Board placed the Tule Subbasin in Tulare and Kern counties in probation under the state's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. The board said state intervention was warranted because plans submitted by most of the subbasin's groundwater sustainability agencies failed to adequately address problems such as land subsidence. Under probation, some farmers who rely on groundwater in parts of the subbasin will be required to monitor their water use and pay extra fees. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic hazard on Chimney Rock Road just east of Godfrey Road. An injured deer is reported to be in the eastbound lane. Templeton CHP has a unit en route. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 90s, southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is clear and sunny skies this weekend into next week. Upper 80s on Saturday and low 90s on Sunday, mid-90s on Monday, could see triple digits on Tuesday, upper 90s on Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, then about 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Welcome to that new money smell of freedom. Hurry in. This is the last week to earn entries for your chance to win $50,000 in cash or $50,000 in slot free play from Chumash Casino Resort. Imagine all the possibilities. Drawings this Sunday, September 29th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location in Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Saturday and has a dump station for your RV. To learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online to deltaliquidenergy.com.
Hi, I'm Wesley Dawes with Stove and Spa Center, and it might be hot now, but winter is just around the corner. So Stove and Spa Center is having a huge 36th anniversary stove, insert, and fireplace sale. We're overstocked, so don't miss out on big savings on quality cast wood and gas stoves by Hearthstone. How would you like being warmer this next winter and save money too? It's possible with a gas or wood stove from Hearthstone. Hearthstone's highly efficient wood and gas stoves come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Hearthstone stoves and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's big sale. All the products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Hearthstone stoves during Stove and Spa Center's 36th anniversary sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbrail and Moore Roads.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The latest inflation readings are mixed, though there are signs of progress. The PCE price index rose just 0.1% last month. For the year ending in August, it was up 2.2%. Both readings show improvement and are lower than expected. However, core PCE for the year ending in August rose to 2.7% from 2.6% in July. Inflation in February of 2022 was at 5.6%, the highest reading in 39 years. Bristol-Myers Squibb shares are up 4%. The FDA has approved its new treatment for schizophrenia in adults. Costco shares are losing ground, though its earnings topped expectations and sales rose in the recent quarter. Wall Street was expecting even stronger sales and revenue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you, too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust, right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, Gene. This is Anne. Remember my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt, and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Tyndall Tile in Atascadero carries a wide variety of porcelain and ceramic tile with stock in over 80 colors of grout. They stock the industry's top performing building products, including Mape, Custom, Dynacrete, Schluter Systems, Colorfast Caulking, Backerboard, Tools, and more. Tyndall Tile in Atascadero on El Camino Real, across from the Sunken Gardens, directly behind Marv's gas station. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. TyndallTile.com.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort over there in Lemoore. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Joining us on this Friday edition on The Right Choice.
There is a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue. The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Alrighty, a couple of things. First, that there is a power outage out in the Hog Canyon area, and from the information I've gathered, that it may be back on by 10 o'clock. I don't know the extent of how many people, but it's out in the Hog Canyon area. Also, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, we hope to have Alphonse, weather permitting. They're expecting some heavy rain and some high winds in the East Tennessee area, E-Town, where he lives. So we're... well, going to cross our fingers and hope for the best. That's this afternoon, Open Mic Friday. To the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Just to continue on the question I asked you, I didn't want to take up too much of your time yesterday, but to elaborate a little bit more on the propane container fillers, they're using the little green cans, isn't going to be allowed in the state of California in 2028. Did they give a reason why?
Apparently, it's destroying camping sites.
Oh, geez.
Apparently,
we have a lot of problems going on with this world. It's just another piece of trash that people... I've seen camping sites trashed with a lot more than that.
Well, I guess they, because they may not be empty, they can lead to some other issues, obviously, because it is propane.
Yeah, but it's inert until it's, used, so...
Well, I mean,
anyway.
People do a lot of stupid things. I don't know, well, who knows the mentality of somebody that would go apparently to enjoy nature and then be pigs?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. I've seen it everywhere in the backcountry. I know what you're talking about.
But, there may not be signs all over the place or certainly cans all over the place, but people bring things. And, if you have half a brain, you bring your own, garbage bag or something to put the things that you're going to throw away in there and take it home with you. I mean, it's too simple. It's just common consideration.
Yes, you're right. And, I mean, I've seen things that had hundreds and hundreds, well, thousands of feet of tubing and material and 5-gallon propane bottles and different paraphernalia, tents, gloves, everything from illegal grows in the forest, our Los Padres National Forest, and I've seen a lot of those, and it's beyond me how to get them in there, but I just don't understand why they're messing with a 1-gallon green propane bottle. It just amazes me.
Well, apparently those are a big hit with people, because a lot of the people do camping. They're not full-timers, so to speak. So they, go to whatever place, and they get those bottles, and they leave them behind. So this
right.
is another...
And you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't have the room to carry a 5-gallon bottle, and if they leave them behind, they might feel it's kind of unsafe for them to carry them home. Who knows? You're absolutely correct, but... There could be something done other than that. They have a lot more to talk about than propane bottles is what gets me in our state legislature.
Oh, sir, you have no idea, because I just happen to have a little topic here that I was going to bring out, and I'll just jump the gun here a little bit since you alluded to it. Right now, in the state of California, the governor of the fine people of California, he has 800-plus bills left on his desk.
Wow.
800.
Huh.
Think about
that. That's crazy.
Well, it gets better. It gets better. For example, in the 23-24 year, lawmakers introduced over 4,400 bills.
I wonder how many of them were significant to our safety and well-being of our country or our state is versus minuscule problems or issues.
Well, apparently quite a bit, because the percentage that the governor signs is fairly high. Fairly high. For example, last year Newsom vetoed 156 bills and signed 890. That was last year.
Yeah, and you know that there's got to be money involved in every one of those bills.
Well, it's the from start to finish, the creation of a bill costs about $30,000.
Right.
And, of course, that doesn't count in the future, that most of these things are tied into sucking more money out of the public or a business. Well, same thing there, because of regulations and so forth come in, and that costs money to us, the rest of us. So just think about almost 1,600 new bills. Let's just call them what they are, laws, in 2 years.
Yep, and I've been conditioned also by other people, and other people have thought the same thing, that they don't even bother reading them. They just say no to anything that's introduced because they're just tired of it.
Well, in a sense, you are correct, because these this is literally millions of pages of regulations.
Absolutely, and a lot. No one, they don't even read them themselves, and I've been guilty of not reading the wording correctly on a proposed proposition or what have you, and voted incorrectly against the way I really wanted to vote. And other people have experienced that, I know.
Well, some of that is by design to confuse people.
Of course, you're right.
You know, Prop 47 is one of the classic examples of people being misled and or confused.
Well, right. Thank you for going on with that. I didn't mean for you to, but I appreciate it. And you answered my question. I didn't know what the reason was for the disposable propane bottles.
All right. Well, happy camping.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
All right. Bye. No. Ain't doing camping ever again. I'll go out and do the trails and all that stuff. I'm not sleeping on dirt anymore. Anymore. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Is it possible for you to play God Bless America again by Loretta Lynn?
When did you hear that?
Where did I hear it?
When did you hear it?
Quite some time ago. It's an old song.
God Bless America. Yeah, I'm aware of the song, but I'm assuming that it was played during our July 4th special.
Well, maybe so. But anyway, I just thought I would ask.
Okay, well, you'll probably hear it again.
Okay, because I do think we need it.
We need a lot more than that.
Okay, I agree. Have a good day.
Bye. I'm pretty sure I didn't play it at Christmas time. I'm guessing it was probably on July 4th when I run the specials, which, by the way, we'll be having some specials coming up as we have a federal holiday of Indigenous People Day, also known as, or used to be known as, Christopher or Columbus Day. And we also have Veterans Day and, of course, Thanksgiving and, as I mentioned, Christmas. So those are coming up. The 800 bills still sitting on the governor's desk. Again, people, you need to just close your eyes and grasp the numbers of the amount of bills that these people keep proposing. How many laws can there possibly be a need for? Hi, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Fine, thank you.
I have something I kind of on the top of my head. It was at a board meeting at one of the school districts here. Board members telling a lady flat out that men can get pregnant.
A sitting board member said that.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
And so basically their response is that you're starting a culture war. It's inflammatory language. And it's like, no, man, it's demeaning to women. Only women can have morning sickness. Only women can have pregnancy, you know, scenario. But because they're trying to push this equitable language across all, you know, California, that we're going to have to suck it up, that they're going to change the language when a woman is having morning sickness, blah, 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 to employees.
Was it this past Roble School District?
No, the one just south of that.
Okay, so it was Templeton.
No, the next one, sorry. But well, it's coming to a school near you.
Okay, so I want to be clear. At a open board meeting, a sitting board member in the Atascadero School Board said that men can get pregnant.
Basically, it's on YouTube.
Well, wait. When you say basically.
I have a clip, and one of the board members asked point blank, can men get pregnant? First he goes, yes.
Well,
and then they start to get into their funny language if it's the transition and all this. But at the end of the day, if you were born a biological male, you can't get pregnant. You know, I had kids that went through 4-H. There's no way you're going to get a steer pregnant. I'm sorry. You know, when you go to, you know, the whole thing is, and it's just crazy to think that a male's going to get pregnant. I'm sorry. I'm not an ant or a frog. I'm a human being.
What is the board member's name?
I don't know the name right now, because I can't see the names, but it was this last meeting they had. And so basically they had a vote on it. It was a tie. So they tabled it. Another member's going to come back, and they're going to vote on it. And so this person basically leans towards the left from a lot of things. So it's just like, I think it's Tuesday next week they're supposed to bring it back up again. If I had your information, I'd send you the clip.
you can just send it to Kevin at KPRL.com.
Okay.
And then, so this has to do with specific language that they want the rest of us to start using instead of something.
Yeah, it says in their packet of, you know, whatnot, it's like, you know, when a woman is pregnant, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. That they can get, you know, the Family Leave Act or whatever it is. But now they want to change it to employees. But it means, like, you have male and female employees. So it's, like, it's specific to a woman getting pregnant. And so because they want to change the language to be equitable, it's inflammatory, you know, culture wars language as far as some people understand it. But I look at it like, no, man. Now, what if this person does go on leave and it's a male saying he's pregnant and has morning sickness? Isn't that insurance fraud or whatever? I mean, it's like, you know, I'm taking leave off because I'm pregnant. I'm like,
well,
no, dude.
Not necessarily insurance, but unemployment fraud. If they're collecting money, which I assume they would because they're allowed X amount of time off for, more and more instances now. Businesses have to do that, particularly things that are connected with government.
Now take it down to the kid level. The kids get privy to that. They're having a hard time with attendance, and they're losing money. These kids find out that they have morning sickness and pregnant. No one's going to be going to school. I think I've got morning sickness. I can't go to school. There's nothing you can do about it.
Anybody that thinks a man can get pregnant and they're sitting on a board should be told to resign.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go there, I think, Tuesday when they do the thing, and I'm just kind of getting the word out because this whole thing is insane.
Yeah, it's getting worse, isn't it?
Coming to a town near you.
It's here already, sir. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Yep. We don't make this stuff up. Okay, so I eventually was able to complete this story about when I received a request for some publicity for a certain event that's coming up down the road. And this particular person wanted some, ended up wanting to be on Sound Off with me. And I, okay, that's fine. It sounds like a good event and good cause and something like that. So I got the reply back saying that this person, and it's a government entity, and that I already kind of gave it away, but the uppers wanted me to send them the questions I was going to ask, which I never do and never have and never will. And I was able to talk to the person yesterday afternoon, and I explained that, look, this is how it works. Come talk about event. I always ask every single guest that comes in, where don't we want to go? And that's fine. And even if we steer off the main conversation, which sometimes happens because you're just sitting down and you're talking, is if you don't feel like you want to go any further, just, give me a hand signal in the studio and we'll do that. But prior to that, you kind of get to know the person. You sit out in my office and we go over some things and so forth. So, and I told this person, I said, I am not going to submit any questions to your superiors. And you can also tell your superiors, and I realize this is not your decision. I was very nice. I told her to tell them that it's extremely rude to even think about doing that. I'm not asking for you to give me the code to something or your security codes for your business or where all the money. I'm just going to ask. It's about the event. That's it. So, and we got things squared away. And I was thinking about it after I hung up. I should have submitted questions. And the questions would have been something like this. How much is that doggy in the window? Do you believe in magic? Do you know the way to San Jose? Does anybody really know what time it is? Does anybody really care? I wonder who wrote the Book of Love, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then have this person submit it to the superiors and maybe they would get the message. Again, I should have thought about that before we finished the conversation and ironed things out. So anyway, that's it for the start of this morning. Also, I understand there was a little forum or whatever you had, debate or anything like that last night in Paso Robles regarding District 1 and District 3. If anybody has some comments about that, of course, you can email me or we appreciate you calling in. But we just might do a little completely unscientific, absolutely accurate survey starting next hour here on the Old Blowtorch.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District released a statement of a juvenile arrest that took place late Tuesday evening at around 9:30. A 12-year-old Lewis Flamson Junior High School student allegedly posted a threat to their Snapchat account and was placed under arrest for criminal threats. Paso Robles City Manager Ty Lewis is on leave of absence. His leave was initiated about 2 months ago due to heart-related health issues as well as a serious family medical condition. Assistant City Manager Chris Hewitt is acting as city manager in Lewis's absence. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Florida and Georgia getting pounded this morning as Hurricane Helene roared ashore, making landfall, leaving three dead. Winds now down to 90 miles an hour, and more than 2 million are in the dark. Fox 5 Atlanta's Tyler Fingert is in Valdosta.
We were seeing sidings of buildings being ripped off, trash cans being thrown about, and multiple tree limbs just ripping off these trees. This is a situation that South Georgia has unfortunately been preparing for. There are just so many people in the dark tonight, and this is just the beginning.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams said to be arraigned today on federal charges accusing him of abuse of power.
Prosecutors say Adams took bribes, sought out illegal campaign contributions, and accepted free flights, dinners at high-end restaurants.
Fox's CB Cotton, America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. It is time for sports, and it is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Thursday Night Football saw the Cowboys beat the Giants 20-15. Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott had two touchdown passes, including a 55-yard touchdown pass to wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, while New York settled for five field goals. In Major League Baseball, the Dodgers have done it again.
The pitch from Kopech. Poked beyond the infield. Shallow right field. Taylor calling for it. And still, National League West division champions. The Los Angeles Dodgers do it again in 2024. For the 11th time in 12 years, they wear the crown.
AM 570 LA Sports on the call. The Dodgers are once again the NL West champions with a 7-2 win over the Padres, while the Yankees rolled over the Orioles 10-1 to capture the AL East title. Aaron Judge hit his 58th homer in the win.
All righty, we have a triple header coming up Sunday here on The Right Choice, KPRL, starting at 9:30. And it'll be the Broncos and the Jets, followed by the Raiders taking on the Browns, late game Bills and Ravens, all here on AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. In just a moment, we'll have extended weather forecast for you, world-famous pet alert, and of course, music trivia.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Barry from Cambria says, quote, Bill's presentation was great. He displayed an admirable depth of technical understanding of the system he was presenting. It was a pleasant experience. Thank you, Barry, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 47 years of admirable displays of technical understanding. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, it's time to schedule your solar panel cleaning. Spring and summer are maximum solar energy production seasons. Dirty panels can decrease production by 20% or more. Make sure your panels produce the most energy and save you the most money. Visit solarponics.com to get your solar panel cleaning quote. While you're at it, ask us about battery backup and storage. Get more out of your solar energy system. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Well, lots of sunshine today, a little bit warmer, highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight, overnight lows right around 50. We'll cool down to the upper 80s on Saturday, low 90s on Sunday, mid 90s Monday, and could see triple digits of, well, just 100 on Tuesday. Upper 90s Wednesday, upper 80s Thursday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:56 a.m., 6:53 p.m., and we are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. He is your farmer's agent.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and hither and yon and get them home where they need to be. Looking to my left on the famous board. Been up here for many, many years, but it looks brand new. Just a lot of old things on it, that's all. Nothing to report. However, this is a absolutely marvelous little ditty. Dragonflies have extraordinary flight capabilities. For example, they can fly straight up and down, hover like a helicopter, and even mate in midair.
Okay, that last one's pretty impressive.
Well, you ever been in a swing with a girl?
Nope.
All right. Never mind. It's early in the morning. Let's see here. Dragonfly, their flight efficiency makes them one of the best hunters in the insect world. So there you go. And you have to admire their, especially some of their capabilities. All right. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Zed. It's your one-stop shop for ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing all under one roof. There you go. All right, again, a little reminder here on what's sound off this afternoon. Allo, of course, is in East Tennessee, and the, even though the storm has been downgraded a little bit, it may its path right now is could get up near Asheville, North Carolina, and that's not too far from E-Town where he's at. So in his area, they're reporting or expecting high winds and heavy rains. Now, that may become earlier, but the damage can be done because, as we know, one of the times last year, Al had some issues with some trees down in and around his yard. So we're going to just cross our fingers and hope for the best to have Al this afternoon open mic Friday. And also, tomorrow morning, it's your lucky day on Country Store. You're going to get me for 2 hours. Just can't get rid of me. Anyway, Diane's taking a day off, so I'll fill in. Jimmy's at another convention, so it's just a lonesome George Goble, me all here by myself, 7 to 9 tomorrow morning. All right, moving along here. Where are we next? We did the world-famous pet alert. Oh, that means we have to do... Not have to, but we're going to do trivia. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. Every day they're open for breakfast and lunch. Of course, takeout is available. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Now, I'm going to be off mic here for a few seconds. All right, more than a few seconds. Okay, and the reason is because most of the time I forget to announce the winners. It's like I forgot to announce last week's winner was Alan DeLora. All right, so I had to make sure I put the tickets on my left-hand side this morning, so I make sure to do it and announce it. Because we have people who have important things to do in life, like call in every Friday and ask if they've won or not. All right, so we have trivia. Now, on Fridays, I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in and give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song. If you can and get close, I'll decide what close is, of course. And we'll go from there. Now, there are a couple of very important things to remember. Probably some of you are saying it already. Do not answer a question with a question. That's a liberal trick. And the other is... Don't make your answer sound with your inflection like it is a question. Okay? So, good luck, and here you go. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. If you think you know this one, if you think you know it. Right here. Here we go. Chris, I guarantee this person knows this song. I mean, I played what, maybe a half a second?
Right.
And you want to bet money that this person knows it?
I don't bet money, unfortunately. I got too little as is.
Well, I'm the same. I don't like but I only bet when I know I'm going to win. All right. Just for the heck of it. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Hi. That's the Cows Hills doing here.
Absolutely right, sir. 100%. Thank you very much. And now, do you know where the song is originally from? That's not part of the question. I'm just burning a little time here.
Yeah, from my past. No, I don't exactly know exactly where it's from, but
the musical Hair.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And that was a couple of years before. All right. Do you like the song?
Yes, I do.
I think it's kind of
a great song.
I think it's kind of fun to listen to the lyrics on it. Pretty fun. You know, in a way, it's pretty funny. So.
Yes.
All right.
Very good song.
Okay. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Dan Hartness.
Okay, thank you. Somehow I'm hearing that now. Let's see here. It was recorded in May of 1968. The musical came out in 69. I mean, in 67, but here it is from the Cowsills. A big, big hit for them. I think it went to high as number... Yeah, it was number two on Billboard, probably in the summer of 1968. Here we go.
She asked him why.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm hairy noon and night.
Nighty-night-night.
My hair is a fright. I'm hairy high and low. Don't ask me why,
'cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead,
darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, flaxen, waxen, give me down to there.
Hair.
Shoulder length longer.
Dear baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy. Hair. 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 Oh,
grow it, show it. Long as I can my hair. I let it fly in the breeze and get caught in the trees. A home for the fleas in my hair. A home for the fleas.
Short.
Down to here, down to there.
Stops by itself. Don't never have to cut it, 'cause it stops by itself.
All beautiful with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Now won't you give me down to there?
Hair,
shoulder length longer. Dear baby, there, mama. Everywhere, daddy, daddy.
Now, the original version from the musical, that was character Claude, slowly croons his reason for his long hair as tribe mate Berger joins in singing, don't know in the lead, and they, as long as God can grow it. Now, the Cow Souls versions, they cut out most of the religious theme lyrics, changing as long as God can grow to as long as I can grow it. Now, it reached number two on the Billboard, and it was kept out of the number one spot, interestingly, by another song from the musical Hair. And that song was Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. All right, another 2 hours to go. This hour brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's